So this is an option. Now, we've just talked about when you've got so much stuff, we want to take a moment and turn our attention to those of you who are facing foreclosure or in a short sale scenario and want to remain discreet in how you're approaching the market so other people won't know that you're facing the challenges that you're facing. Imagine the embarrassment that people feel, especially around their neighbors, their friends, when the reality is they cannot afford their home any longer, and it may be they haven't been paying their mortgage for 6 months. Recently, I had a gentleman call me. I had met with him 2 years ago about the sale of his property. He told me then that he was working diligently to go through a modification with his bank, and he was working hard on finding a new job. Unfortunately, neither was successful, and he was now faced with an imminent foreclosure date. So he took the property in the quiet listing initially to try to generate some interest. There wasn't any, and because of the deadline on foreclosure, he said, look, I got to do, regardless of what people think of me, I got to do what I got to do, and let's get it up for sale. And sure enough, we have, and we've sold it, and we sold it quickly because we brought it to the market at the right price. And we're going through a process of getting the bank to approve that short sale, where the guy owes more than the property is actually going to sell for. There are those who are somewhat further in advance of that foreclosure date and want to try a quiet listing during that period between when you get notified or when you realize you're falling behind and when you really are going to get that notice like that gentleman did. He's got foreclosure facing him in just weeks. We'll actually quietly market the property to the top agents, letting people know in the neighborhood that there's a property that's coming up for sale. We don't give them the specifics or the details until they contact us and they've seen and show interest in the property. Lots more to come right here on the Eric Stewart Show, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Welcome back. So you got the letter from the lender saying, hey, you're not paying your mortgage and we're going to, at some point in the future, we're going to file for foreclosure. You need to call this number. Well, you got to sell the property, and if you've got equity, it makes sense to try to get the property sold immediately to preserve the equity that you have so that the penalties and the fees and the other things don't eat away at your equity and kill your equity. That's not the same case for everybody. Well, there are reasons why people do not try to sell their house immediately. They complicate this matter, and I understand that. So selling the property in a quiet approach without a lockbox, with it not being in the computer, may be appropriate. And to find out more about that, of course, you can contact us anytime here at the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster. I've got a market-ready guide called Getting Your House Ready to Sell for Maximum Profit. And in here are the details of the quiet listing, what are the advantages, what we do, and details of how we walk you through the process of getting the most money for your property.